Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Friends and TV viewers of the 1990s, brace yourselves because you will remember the Crystal Maze with the bald guy antagonising a group of Egypts in jumpsuits and locking them in dodgy huts for not solving mind-boggling puzzles. We all remember that. Yes, we watched it quite regularly. And plans now are at an advanced stage to open a live, fully interactive Crystal Maze experience in London this autumn, offering a generation of fans the chance to realise their dreams of competing in the cult game show. Now, Dean Rogers is one of the guys responsible for this nostalgia fest, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
It was only a matter of time before the Crystal Maze became a thing.
Well, that's sort of what we've been saying for quite some time now, is that like the Crystal Maze has been in the public consciousness for the last couple of years in a huge way. And it kind of was getting to a stage where we were hearing it mentioned every week, and sort of like we knew this was happening but couldn't say anything, and we're sort of like having a little giggle every time a friend went, "Ah, Jesus, why don't they bring back the Crystal Maze?" And of course we couldn't say anything, but that was always quite fun. But yeah, like nostalgia is just hugely popular at the moment, and it was a great show, so it's just about time to bring it back, really.
Okay, remind us of what the Crystal Maze was in a nutshell.
Oh, I don't think I can do it in a nutshell, but here we go. So essentially, a team of people had to go led by the fantastic Richard O'Brien.
Yes.
Had to go and compete in various challenges that were 2 to 3 minute games that could range from mental, physical, to skill, to like mystery challenges. And they had to do all sorts of ridiculous things that involved them, like trying to balance on a rolling log and inevitably falling into some water. And each challenge they won earned them a crystal, and each crystal they won earned them time at the final challenge, which was the Crystal Dome, in which they had to catch tickets that were blown into the air by a fan, and the more gold tickets they cost, they won, and every silver ticket deducted from the amount of gold tickets. It sounds absolutely bonkers, but for whatever reason, we all bloody loved it.
We loved it, and it worked. Now, one of the keystones, you mentioned him there, Richard O'Brien, was he Rocky Horror Picture Show or something like that at one point? He was a bald presenter, slightly manic, but is he going to be involved in the live experience?
Richard is indeed involved. I've been privileged enough to meet him, and I've worked with him a bit, and he's absolutely fantastic. We are keeping it a little bit under our hats about how Richard is involved exactly, but I can say that he will definitely be involved.
Okay, I can hazard a guess, but that's good. At least he'll be there or thereabouts. So, was it demand? Was it pub talk? Where did it come from, the sense that it was time to make the Crystal Maze live and immersive?
Well, so myself and my colleagues Tom and Ben have spent a lot of time working in immersive theatre here in London, which has yet to take off in Dublin, but I imagine it will sometime soon. But it's essentially experiences that are not sit-down spectating experiences, but experiences where the audience get up off their seats and get to like interact and do things and really experience a world and experience a story for themselves. So we've been working in that sort of industry for quite some time, and we were doing a show last year with a great company called Difference Engine on a show called Heist. And what that was that you as the audience had to commit a robbery in a four-story building in London. And this was hugely popular, and it was a great show to be part of. And we were just kind of sitting in the pub, of course, one night after doing that show, and we were like, right, what's the next thing? You know, we've done a robbery, what's the next thing? And Tom, the head of, now the head of the Crystal Maze, Tom said, we should do the Crystal Maze. And that sort of sent us on a journey to like securing the rights, figuring out how exactly this was going to work, all of the little bits and bobs. And now here we are a year later, with kind of all of our ducks in a row and sort of announcing it to the public. And the response has been great.
It's great. I mean, it's one of those things that could have died a death at the bottom of a pint glass, but it takes a bit of vim and vigor to bring it to the next level, which is what you've done now. And if you build it, they will come. Are they coming?
They are indeed. So we launched it on the crowdfunding platform Indiegogo last week, and we launched it as a way of like being able to build the set and raise money without having to turn to private investors, and also giving people tickets up front. So the response has been fantastic. We've raised our budget was £500,000, which is obviously an astronomical figure, but that's what it takes to build the Crystal Maze, unfortunately. But the response has been fantastic. People have have been, over 4,000 people have signed up and bought tickets for them and their friends, and this has amounted to the amount we need to build the set. So now here we are, having raised that figure, tickets are still available, so we're going forward, trying to make it bigger and better now.
So you pay 50 quid per person, that's pounds sterling, obviously, and you get about, you're just shy of 2 hours of acting the maggot in the Crystal Maze.
2 hours of acting the maggot in the Crystal Maze is exactly what we promised. And then, of course, we have a lovely bar set up at the end where you can stand on a big viewing platform and watch other people act Egypt in the Crystal Maze thereafter. So it's 2 hours of your time in the maze plus then access to the bar where you can watch other people go through. So and for such like an in-depth experience, that's sort of what we feel is a fair price, but also like it's a lot lower than other things in the competing market. But also it's what it has to be in order to make a show of this scale.
It's taking things to a new level. We spoke to a guy last week who was at the Star Wars immersive experience, and they've done the Back to the Future, which is taking the movies and kind of making you move with a movie set in a warehouse and so on. And now we're into game shows like the Crystal Maze. It's a new thing, isn't it, Dean? It's people want more for their bang for their buck.
Well, that's exactly it, is that like our sort of, like my core belief and ours as a company is very much that modern audiences want to do things. They don't want to watch anymore. We don't want to be passive anymore. If we wanted to watch things, we'd go home and watch Netflix and have a cup of tea. But when we go out, we want to go out and we want to do things. And that's where it all sort of comes from. And it's about wish fulfillment, and it's about giving people a truly special experience that they're always going to remember.
Now, Dean, you're clearly an Irishman. So what were you doing in Ireland before you headed over to the UK?
So I was in Trinity College in Dublin, and I sort of I finished up my degree there, and I was lucky enough to get into a master's program in Central, which is one of the top theatre schools in the UK. Yeah. And I did a course there in sort of directing and experimental theatre, and I sort of fell in love with interactive theatre and very much started believing that that was the way forward and that was the thing we needed to do. So I started working on a few shows, and I started getting a bit of a name myself, and then I did that show that I mentioned earlier called Heist, and that sort of like everything took off from there. And sure, here we are at the Crystal Maze now.
Well, good luck, it's great. I love the fact it's going well and that you took it, you grasped it and went full steam ahead and raised the dough, and now it's all happening. So congratulations. I'd say a lot of Irish people will consider this as an option if they're heading over to the UK, so we'll give out the details on that for tickets and everything in a minute. But Dean, good luck with it all, have fun doing it.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Cheers for having me on the show as well.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
Cheers, bye.
That is Dean Rogers, who's executive producer of The Crystal Maze, a live immersive experience. And that is, you'll get that online. It's all going to be kicking off in the autumn, and that's good.